WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 0.5% of this year's revenue from College Station's hotel occupancy tax was under the microscope during recent City Council budget deliberations.
Among those approving a $25,000 payment to the Chamber of Commerce were Council members Julie Schultz, a former Chamber employee, and James Benham. Both sought more from the agency. Chamber President Royce Hickman, who agreed to visit with city staff, says they do a fair amount of work that supports local tourism, which is the purpose of hotel tax money.
I make many greetings on Sundays and Saturdays and nights, which I'm happy to do and will continue to do. We also were very involved with bringing the 4-H group here, 4,000 students. Yeah. I had a two-hour meeting yesterday on the 4-H program. And those are things we do on an ongoing basis.
Blanche Brick was one of two other council members supporting the payment without qualification.
I don't care if it's paid out of hot tax funds or out of the general fund. I think it's some of the $25,000 best dollars we spend.
The chamber spends the money on the annual banquet and economic outlook conference. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station will have representatives at Thursday's meeting of the State Transportation Commission. The state board will consider transferring maintenance of state highways to BCS and 58 other metropolitan areas. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says it would apply to all local highways except the freeway and Highway 47.
In the discussion with TxDOT, we asked for, you know, how much they had planned on spending in maintenance and kind of what their maintenance history has been on these roadways. We're still waiting those numbers. We did ask if they could provide which of these roadways in Bryan would be transferred to us. We're on their maintenance forecast for the next 4 years, knowing that it may change, but what they were looking to spend.
TxDOT officials said earlier this summer this would save the state $165 million a year. Barfnick says the city has already lined up projects to be paid from its transportation fee, which generates about $5 million a year. This would affect 44 miles of state highways in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station. The new school year at Blinn College includes the addition of parking on the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says another 300 spaces opened yesterday. That's one of the things to address student growth of 26% over the last 7 years.
Using programs like distance education and getting students to take online classes so they can ease that strain on our facilities, and we can get the students the education that they want to get from Blinn College without having everybody on campus at the same time.
And there's new signage on the 29th Street side of the Bryan campus, replacing what was left over from the former College Park movie theater. The local Better Business Bureau has been getting calls about an ad targeting seniors. President Bill McGuire says a company claims they'll give people in Bryan College Station a free cell phone from which it's easier to make emergency calls.
Brilliant Built Technologies out of Canton, Ohio, presently has an F rating, which is back to school days. F is your failing grade. They've had some complaints against that business.
McGuire says there's a 48-hour deadline to make people feel more urgent, but really think hard, because even if the phone is free, they haven't told you about shipping or setup costs. Plus, emergency calls are already legally obligated to be transmitted, even if the caller isn't a subscriber. With the second annual Brazos Valley Fair coming next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkovich says he's looking forward to this year being even bigger and better. Mazurkovich says last year there were only 800 livestock entries total, but so far this year they've had a 50% increase with a week still left to go for entries, meaning they'll have more prize money to distribute to the kids.
100% of the entry fees for our kids is given back to the kids in prize money.
My.
None of the expenses are deducted from that. The fair takes that out of our sponsorships and ticket sales, but the kids' actual entry fee gets paid back. We paid back $33,000 last year in our first year. So with an increase of numbers, we'll be able to pay back more.
Mazurkovich says there'll be many more events and entertainment, plus an extra day of rodeo this year. And criminal activity has not been ruled out in the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer Plant. Assistant State Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner told state lawmakers they've ruled out all but three possible causes of the fire.
So we still have the golf cart pieces or the golf carts themselves that we're trying to eliminate, the 120 system, electrical system that was there, and we still have not eliminated a criminal act related to the explosion itself.
The state fire marshal's office is also responsible for investigating all the remaining places that house ammonium nitrate in Texas. Five facilities that store more than 10,000 pounds have refused on-site inspections since the explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 7:15 at 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevCheck's will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The mutton busting is always a crowd favorite at the Brazos Valley Fair. Sign up your youngster on Saturday, August 10th and 17th, 10 a.m. to noon at Producers Cooperative in Bryan. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
Good morning, 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A partly to mostly cloudy day shaping up for the region. Temperatures will be up to about 90 this afternoon. We'll see clouds lingering across the area overnight. Lows will be near 75. It'll become partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs ranging from 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75 to 80. During the day Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The NCAA started their investigation in earnest with Johnny Manziel Sunday, spending 6 hours with him. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, more information about Fight Texas Aggie football and Rice, as Rice is going to lose two of their best defenders gearing up for the game. Major League Baseball, we've got training camp news for the NFL too. All that and more with sports at about 7:50.
Next hour, Jethro Trivia with prizes.
Woohoo!
Just saying, Jethro Trivia with prizes next hour.
Oh, man, we'll have to be excited for a whole hour just waiting.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's all about here is being excited for 3 hours, if at all possible, in a surprise last week. I've changed stories. In a surprise last week. ESPN backed out of a documentary on NFL concussions that it had been making with PBS's Frontline for more than a year.
Really?
Yeah, hints at the explanation, according to the New York Times, is that the NFL basically pressured ESPN into it. Roger Goodell and other top executives at the league met with ESPN's president last week to express their unhappiness with the project in what the New York Times described as a combative meeting. Paper cites two anonymous sources with direct knowledge of the situation. The league says it never asked ESPN to back out of the project. Maybe they just kind of explained to them what might be a good idea. But the deal is,
when are the contracts up again?
ESPN, for their part, said they pulled out because they would not have editorial control over what Frontline aired. In other words, the end product would be out of their control. Frontline deputy executive producers as ESPN agreed to split control a long time ago. She says that when her ESPN contacts broke the news to her, it didn't appear that it was their decisions.
Mm.
Just say it.
How about that?
There you go. Well, we talked about it. Those old pictures of the violence of what the NFL was, they're slowly going away. They don't want those days remembered anymore. They want a kinder, gentler NFL, and wonder if, as we speak, they're already designing the kind of flags that the players will be wearing when they go to flag football.
I believe
in the NFL.
They're gearing up for a kinder, gentler soccer program.
Well, or yeah, just that'll just cause us to see Australian rules football again.
Yeah.
You know, those people, they don't care. They'll go ahead and do that.
They don't wear helmets at all.
Yeah, I can remember that's the first thing I really became kind of intrigued with on ESPN when it first started was that Australian rule.
I vividly remember that.
Kevin, aren't you an advocate for that anyway, though, because people protect their head more when they don't have a helmet?
Oh, yeah, my
on?
Solution to the concussion problem is take the mask off the helmet.
Yeah.
Because you won't lead with the head then, I promise.
No, that's – in fact, I heard over on our sister station, Robert Sesson was talking to Red Cashin, who has much the same idea, I believe. He had to change that helmet, change the mask, and so that it can't be a weapon, and as you say, it would change the way that the football game is played. But, you know, we got what we got for right now. We're kicking it off, I guess, Thursday night, some high school. Well, no, we got a college game on Thursday
college
night.
College game on Thursday
night. Have an SEC game on Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that is correct.
Vanderbilt and somebody. All right, here you go. Just if you've got more money than you have sense in Las Vegas, and gosh, what better place to go if you've got more money than sense. The Palazzo Hotel's most expensive creation is the $750 Decadence Cupcake. This cupcake is made out of...
Was it gold-plated?
No, Palmyra Single Estate Chocolate, which was developed by the French luxury chocolatier...
Better be ethically traded.
Hershey. And the frosting is made with some kind of special butter from a French butter cooperative. It contains Tahitian gold vanilla caviar. What? Two what? It also has a Remy Martin cognac in it. There you go. Get a little kick out of it. And the final touch is edible gold leaves on top.
All for $750, it better be fed to me by a supermodel.
Something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the beginning of this story. If you've always wanted a tattoo... dot, dot, dot.
Scott?
You have something you want to tell us?
No, not at all. It's just it makes me think, okay, as you're preparing for breakfast around the table for your child's second day at school, you know, you've got a little fourth grader there. Hi, honey, what's going on? Mom, I think I'd like a tattoo. You know, that would probably not go over well. But anyway, for those folks who have always wanted a tattoo, but they hate the idea of something so permanent being stamped on their body.
Or getting hepatitis.
Well, oh, now, Kat, you're such a buzzkill.
Oh, okay.
Somebody on this show has more than one, so he's up there, cowgirl.
Yeah, so there. Anyway, so if one of us, only of us.
I said one of us on this show only
right.
has.
Yeah, if you're always, well, I don't know how many tattoos Kat has. Anyway, so if you've always wanted a tattoo, but you hate the idea of something so permanent being stamped on your body, then there's an artist named Antonio Antelis who has the answer. He recently got a digital tattoo by embedding an RFID chip in his hand. The chip has a storage of a space of 1 kilobyte of data. It's capable of generating an image when scanned with a smartphone. One bonus, if you get bored with your tattoo, you can always upload a new image.
That's really weird.
Well, you can... They
I mean,
may find a market.
Even see it.
They may find a market for this, which is...
I promise you'll see something like that in a movie.
Yeah.
When they remake the Blade Runner movies or whatever.
Hello.
Are you all needling Cat again?
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Well, that was a good joke.
Very
that
good.
Was very
that was
nice.
Well played.
Yeah.
Very yeah.
Good. Nothing like a slow rim shot. That's yeah. Remember what that guy just said? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Thank you. Oh thank you very much.
Got our Dustin Diamond story for today because Kat was asking me this morning in the hall before the show.
Oh, I was.
When is the next time we're going to have a Dustin Diamond
big Screech
story?
Fan, exactly. Is she?
Yeah, I think she is. Anyway, he's going to be one of the contestants on Celebrity Big Brother. The only problem is it's on in England. You can't see it here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can Hulu it. It may be out there.
Is he that big potty mouth?
I don't think anybody is a potty mouth.
Somebody on Big Brother is just a big racist potty mouth.
No. This is in England. We don't even see it over here. This is the British version.
No, Dustin Diamond, I think he did get in trouble for being a little blue, as a matter of fact,
okay. Well,
some years back.
Somehow I have failed to read the Dustin Diamond bio on Wikipedia, but I'll put that on my to-do list.
We'll forgive you.
The show's been on since last Friday over there. And the London Mirror says that a model and reality star named Courtney Stodden, like we'd know who that is also there. Anyway, enough of that. So Ben Affleck is
apparently... He was born in
1977. Oh, good. Okay.
So, will be the future Batman.
Apparently Ben Affleck, yes, is going to be the new Batman, but just to show you we have a whole bunch of U.S. Americans who have nothing better to do, a petition has been posted on the White House website begging President Obama to intervene
prevent
Ben Affleck from being the new Batman.
What, is everyone afraid no one want to hear their Christian Bale impressions anymore?
Don't know. I can't imagine, once again, that that's something that really needs to be done. Let's say that you're an artist. Let's say that you're popular in some parts of the world. You're going to go out and do a concert. And you're ready to do this huge concert in this great big stadium. Her name is Brandi Norwood. Do we know who that is?
Yes.
Okay. She concluded she had a scheduled performance. She was going to be at the Nelson Mandela Sports and Cultural Day event.
Yeah, she just goes by Brandi.
Oh, Brandi, okay. 90,000-seat stadium. The program ran a little long. By the time Brandi took the stage, there were 43 people in the stadium.
She got upset, I'm guessing.
90,000. 43 were there. She said she did a few songs, I don't know what that means, and then says goodnight. Nothing like walking out to a true smattering of applause.
I don't even know if you could call that a smattering.
Yeah, that's just a little blip.
Those are the people cleaning up.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at AnchorFoundationRepair.net. High today about 96. Heat index right around 102. We do have a slight chance of some showers today at about 20%. Winds will be out of the east to start the day, and so it'll feel all right till the clouds burn away and it gets hot. Then tonight, about 75 for a low temperature. No mention of rain in the forecast all the way through Sunday. If you're going to the football game, high will be 100, so kickoff temperature will be probably just a little bit short of that. And right now we have winds out of the east at 6, 94% relative humidity. It's overcast and it's 73.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Texas A&M Soccer and Volleyball are back in August. Both of these Aggie squads took home SEC Western Division titles in their first seasons in the league. Soccer annually features one of the strongest schedules in the country, and volleyball will host national power Florida State in addition to several SEC foes. It's affordable family fun. Log on to AggieAthletics.com for season ticket information. They are available now. Aggie Soccer and Aggie Volleyball, just around the corner.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, a Delta Airlines letter to Obama leaked out. Delta wrote that due to Obamacare, the cost of providing health care to their employees will increase nearly $100 million next year. We also learned that thanks to Obamacare, UPS will stop insuring spouses of 15,000 employees. Forever 21, a retailer catering to teenagers, transforming their full-time workforce to part-time, joining other businesses doing the same thing. Now, they won't admit that Obamacare is the reason, but they don't have to, because everybody knows. Now, amidst all of this, CNBC worries that public ignorance about the Obamacare exchanges are, quote, threatening the very goal of offering affordable health care to the uninsured. The exchanges open in about a month. The majority of those between 18 and 24 still don't know that they're expected to line up, march down to the state exchange, and sign up for Obamacare to enjoy their opportunity to pay for somebody else's health care. This isn't going to happen in large numbers once these kids realize paying the fine for not having coverage is a lot cheaper than buying the policy. Obama has been funneling millions of taxpayer dollars to his union buddies and political cronies, so-called navigators, to sign people up for Obamacare. Now, these are the same hacks who get out the vote for Democrats every 2 years. But now we're told that they can't find enough navigators to sign up for Obamacare. This whole thing is a scam. Now, we're watching the train wreck in super slow motion.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberen, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberen has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberen, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-418-5377 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberen can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now, 1-800-418-5377. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-418-5377. That's 1-800-418-5377.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, the cities of Bryan and College Station were contacted by the local Texas Department of Transportation office about a proposal placing more than 75 miles of state highways inside city limits under local control. The State Transportation Commission considers action on Thursday to transfer maintenance costs to the cities, saving the state $165 million a year. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says they're waiting for the state to provide more information.
They did say, you know, maybe some other possibilities of roadway sections that they would possibly consider keeping. So it wasn't a hard and fast, here you go, but there may be some negotiation. But those that are actually look like city streets, curb and gutter, city section, they would be looking to transfer those over.
The state's plan covers 59 metropolitan areas. TxDOT would continue maintaining the freeway and Highway 47 and shift the cost of the remaining highways to the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council could bring up the subject today as their agenda includes next year's capital improvements plan. $25,000 out of $4 million of hotel occupancy tax revenue collected by the City of College Station goes to the Chamber of Commerce. During the City Council's recent budget meetings, that payment was discussed at length.
Mayor Nancy Berry says she was the one who asked the Chamber to request the money, which goes towards the annual banquet and Economic Outlook Conference.
You're out at everything. You publish a map that the Chamber gives away to Convention and Visitors Bureau. I just want to thank all of you for what you do for the community, and it's much appreciated by, I think, most of us.
John Nichols reminded his fellow council members that next year the Convention and Visitors Bureau takes over management of who gets hotel tax money.
We already told the CVB that this is their baby. I don't think we should be micromanaging how the CVB is going to do.
No, we're just talking
about this. This is not about,
I understand that.
This is about this year.
I understand that, but a lot of the questions suggest an implication that this is the kind of information you want on a continuing basis.
Nichols was interrupted by James Benham and former Chamber employee Julie Schultz, two members who also approved the payment but also asked for more from the Chamber. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Those who drive by the Blinn College campus in Bryan on East 29th Street should have noticed new signage. Spokesman Richard Bray says it replaces what was the old College Park movie theater sign.
I think we've estimated about 50,000 vehicles go by there every single day. So we can advertise, we can let people know a little bit about registration and enrollment dates and, market our college a lot more effectively than we were before.
Blinn logos and a 12-by-6-foot electronic message board are part of the package. At the other end of the campus, 300 new parking spaces were opened yesterday. A recent ad targeting senior citizens for free cell phones has the local Better Business Bureau warning potential customers that there's no such thing as a free lunch. President Bill McGuire says Brilliant Built Technologies of Ohio, who's advertising the phone, is rated F, as in failure, by the BBB.
They've come up with other products in the past, one being an indoor antenna, that they made all kinds of wild claims that it was as good as cable. And the BBB in Canton, Ohio said, well, we need you to prove these things. And if you can't prove them, then you can't say them. And basically, they had never come back and righted that ship.
McGuire says the company also boasts of having free emergency calls, but actually all cell phone providers are required to transmit emergency calls whether you've subscribed or not. You can find more details about the company's claims and the ad on our website, WTAW.com. Last year, about 16,000 people attended the first Brazos Valley Fair, and next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkovich hopes to more than double that. Mazurkovich is especially excited to bring an elite folk band from Poland, a country which made a large impact on traditional Texas music.
On the Rock and Spur stage on Friday night, September the 6th at 6 p.m., these are four young kids, and they're one of the top, if not the top band in Poland for folk music, but they can play anything, absolutely anything. They were in Italy last month, made the semifinals for the entire European continent.
He also expects at least 1,200 livestock entries, which is a 50% increase from last year, and promises an extra day of rodeo. And state investigators have not ruled out wrongdoing as the cause of the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer plant.
I can't stand here and tell you that we will ever know the answer.
That's Assistant Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner. He and Fire Marshal Chris Keneally delivered an investigation update to members of the State House Public Safety Committee.
The cause of the fire is undetermined because we have a number of things that we couldn't rule out.
Kistner says they've ruled out all but three causes.
The golf cart or components, we have not ruled out. What most of you think of as your residential electrical system, the 110-120 system, and we have not ruled out an intentional act at this point.
Lawmakers were told five other Texas facilities where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate is stored have resisted on-site inspections since the April explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
New Bluebell chocolate peanut butter ice cream takes a classic flavor combination to a new level of perfection. Combine rich chocolate ice cream together with a creamy peanut butter swirl, and you elevate fantastic into stupendous.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A partly to mostly cloudy day shaping up for the region. Temperatures will be up to about 90 this afternoon. We'll see clouds lingering across the area overnight. Lows will be near 75. It'll become partly sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs ranging from 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75 to 80. During the day Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They can come to some kind of agreement with the NCAA on what penalties there should be and that they agree to accept those penalties. That would obviously be a game or two-game suspension for Manziel.
That's Brett McMurphy from ESPN talking about Manziel sitting down with the NCAA investigators for 6 hours. We'll cover that a little more in depth for you here in just a bit. Texags is reporting that a couple of Rice Owls will be missing the game, two of their all-conference candidates on the defensive side, plus Major League Baseball. Of course, we'll get you caught up there, and training camp as well. All that coming up with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 14 minutes.
I mean, I know that we try to do the weather for you, and we try to be accurate and all that. Well, Rob tries to be accurate. We try to be accurate. We do the best we can. But, you know, when it comes to weather long-term, Farmer's Almanac, they got it for you. They're using words like piercingly cold, bitterly cold, biting cold to describe the upcoming winter. And if its predictions are right, the first outdoor Super Bowl in years will be a Storm Bowl. 197-year-old publication hit the newsstands yesterday, predicts a winter storm will hit the Northeast around the time of the Super Bowl to be played at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands in Jersey. It also predicts a colder than normal winter for two-thirds of the country and heavy snowfall in the Midwest, Great Lakes, and New England. Mm. Now, see, I don't have the Farmer's Almanac for 2011, so I don't know. What did they say that they were going to have really atrocious weather in Dallas at Jerry World? Because they did.
Yes.
Anyway, based on planetary positions, sunspots, and lunar cycles, the almanac's secret formula, largely unchanged since its founder published the first almanac back in 1818. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was he doing sunspots and lunar cycles then, too? Anyway, modern scientists...
No, lunar cycles for sure. That's easy peasy.
Yeah, that's like a unicycle, isn't it? Okay.
no.
Okay.
I tell you what, though. Football with snow is, I think, just a really beautiful sight. I mean, I know it's probably more dangerous, but old video with the guys and the snow coming down and the poem,
mm-hmm.
That's just beautiful.
Snow is fine. Because when A&M played the Snow Bowl with, what was it, Mississippi State?
It was.
That was okay.
It's cool because you can see their breath. You can see how hard they're working and breathing. And
but when you're playing and it's anywhere under 32 degrees, everything is magnified by 30. Mm-hmm. And you hit somebody, and it hurts like somebody popped you with a rubber band.
Oh, I gotcha. I bet your muscle seize up, too.
Well, by then you're warmed up. It just hurts like the blue blazes.
As long as you stay warm, that's the important thing. But anyway, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the warfare of the NFL. And Steve Sabol used to do that so well, the NFL films,
yep.
Because everything they do would be super slow motion, and that's back when most everybody was playing outdoors, and it had the very thing you're talking about, Cat, because, you know, you've got those games being played in Minnesota and Green Bay and Chicago and Buffalo in December. You know, it's cold, and they run everything in super slow motion, well, and they look like warriors out there.
Yeah, and John Facenda just made it sound awesome.
He was the voice dude.
But I think, too, part of the beauty of it is because, and this will sound dumb to y'all, I guess, but, you know, you've got these big, burly guys. Like you said, it's like they're warriors in a battle, and then the snow is so delicate and kind of weaving around them. It's just a very interesting picture. I don't know. I really like football and snow.
Okay.
I really
there
do.
There you go. Well, it's harder and harder to find. Like mud and baseball.
But we may have it for the Super Bowl this year.
It could be. 743. Okay, here we go from our responsible gun owner department, the Connecticut man who's hospitalized Sunday with the self-inflicted accidental gunshot wound while he's on a raccoon hunt. 81-year-old James Pace of New Haven, bothered by a giant raccoon scratching at his door. Eventually, the scratching grew so bothersome that he decided to hatch a plan to stop the coon and the scratching for good. On Sunday, he sat by his door, armed with his .22, waiting for the critter to return.
I believe that would be varmint at that point.
Yeah,
they
that's
do
true.
Get big up there. I saw one in Portland, and it was like a baby bear. It was huge.
Before Mr. Pace could take his shot at said marsupial, yeah, are they marsupial?
No, a raccoon is not a marsupial.
Oh, it's an opossum.
Opossums are marsupials. Okay.
Before he could take his shot, he sneezed, fell off his chair, and shot himself.
Oh.
It's a .22, and he's okay, but anyhow, he secured the rifle, suffered a non-threatening wound to his shin. And again, he's 81 years old.
You
so.
Pesky varmint!
That's right. There you go. The varmint wins. You can see the coon back behind the tree.
I got him.
Yeah. Okay.
Told all his friends.
One for nature. Hello?
Yeah, I have to go in for a colonoscopy today, and I just want to say that description that Cat gave about football made my day.
I'll be praying for your hiney.
We're gonna
turn your mic off, whoever that is laughing like Daffy Duck.
We're gonna get you a job in pre-op.
I'm gonna pray for your hiney. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yes, wow. Hello. Okay. Anyway. Oh wow. When were we talking about the MTV Awards? Was that in the next hour? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Next hour. Okay, we'll wait till next
the
hour.
The shocked then. Expressions of
Yeah, that now we'll go ahead.
I think we talked about it at the 6 o'clock hour,
well,
actually,
because
we only briefly touched on it. But yeah, the Will Smith's family, every single one of them has a different look of disgust
okay.
and shock.
Now, would you like the real story? That was not during the Miley Cyrus.
Really?
That's right. See, that's the problem. All you got to do is tie one to the other and not having watched it. Apparently, they were watching Lady Gaga at the time. Okay.
Oh.
McDonald's is going into the chicken wing business. Chickens beware. They're going after you. The Golden Arch is the largest fast food chain in the world, going nationwide with Mighty Wings on September the 9th, just in time for football season in an effort to scoop up the market share of one of the fastest growing sectors of food industry. Sales of chicken wings topped $8 billion in 2012 alone. McDonald's tested the wings in locations like Chicago and Atlanta before deciding to roll them out nationwide. The move will put McDonald's into direct competition with chains like KFC, Popeyes, and church. Oh, give me a break. If you're going to churches for wings, if you're going to KFC
That's for fried.
No, these are wings. I mean, and that's what we're talking about here. They're going to have 9 sauces, your creamy ranch, which they'll put on anything, honey barbecue, hot mustard, spicy mustard, chipotle barbecue, sweet chili, sweet and sour, spicy buffalo, Prices start at $299. Look, there are wing joints, okay? People, well, again, if you want to go to churches for your wings, you get what you pay for, okay? And I would have to think that's McDonald's as well. That's something that's really too personal. And I'm not a wing guy. I just not there at all. But I mean, wouldn't you agree, much like barbecue, that's kind of a personal preference thing.
Everyone's got a different way to make them.
Right. You can be sitting across the table from somebody, and basically they may not like to have that food the same way you do. And for somebody like McDonald's, who tries to make everything by the billions, I can't see wings will work there.
Well, not that you care, but I'll tell you anyway, if you did care, I have the wing recipe for a poet named Lee Young Lee. He's one of my favorite poets. I met him one time at Baylor, and we talked, and he ended up giving me his wing recipe. And it has kind of a sweet kind of Asian influence, if you ever want to try it. It's a different twist on hot wings. I knew you wouldn't care. I think it's cool.
Lee Young Lee.
Look him up. Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When the sun rose that morning, Daniel and his fellow mountaineers were on the verge of their life's greatest achievement. Only 3 hours from the summit of Mount Everest, their character was about to be tested. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. 28,000 feet up, Daniel and his companion stumbled upon a man named Lincoln Hall. He was hallucinating and deathly ill from altitude sickness and hypothermia. He'd been sitting alone in sub-zero temperatures for 12 hours after his fellow climbers left him for dead. Now Daniel and his teammates had to choose, abandon their life's goal or abandon the man. What would you do? Listening to this story from a place of comfort, the answer might seem obvious, but right and wrong can easily get blurred when everything you've worked for is at stake. It's a powerful reminder that doing the right thing may cost you. And that's why a successful marriage is no accident. It'll probably require you to sacrifice some of your personal ambitions. Or if you're a parent, you may have to pass up a career goal or cut back on your busy schedule to spend time with your kids. That day in the mountain, Daniel counted the cost and did the right thing. Lincoln survived. He sacrificed greatly to benefit someone else. Creating the family you've dreamed about may require you to do the same thing. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter.
Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. It's 751. We'll find out a little more this morning as A&M football holds their first weekly presser for the season, and you can catch Coach Sumlin's portion live at noon on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. One thing you won't be talking about, though, is Johnny Football on Monday. Athletic Director Eric Hyman, in a statement, put an informal gag order on the program, and that's according to sources close to the program. Quote, "The focus of our coaches and the student athletes is solely on preparing for the Rice game Saturday, and it is in the best interest of Texas A&M and the 100-plus student athletes on the team. I have instructed Coach Sumlin, his staff, and our student athletes to refrain from commenting or answering questions regarding to the status of our starting quarterback, Johnny Manziel. He is, however, still making news. The NCAA investigation spent a large chunk of Saturday or Sunday with Johnny Manziel, roughly 6 hours, questioning the Aggie quarterback about allegations from memorabilia dealers that accepted payments for anonymous autographs." And here's Brett McMurphy from ESPN.
"They can come to some kind of agreement with the NCAA on what penalties there should be and that they agree to accept those penalties. That would obviously be a game or two-game suspension for Manziel. If the NCAA is not done with their investigation, then Texas A&M takes a big gamble. Do they play Johnny Manziel knowing that he could be ruled ineligible somewhere down the line, and then in turn they would have to forfeit any games that he played in?"
It was unclear whether the NCAA was satisfied with the initial meeting with Manziel or if it would require additional time. Attorney Jim Darnell, hired by the Manziel family, did not recall return calls to ESPN, and a source close to the school said, quote, "Things seemed to be okay regarding Manziel's playing status and that it was, quote, business as usual or as close as possible going into the team's first game against Rice." From TexAgs, concerning that first game against Rice, senior linebacker Cameron Nusso and senior cornerback Philip Gaines are both preseason all-conference candidates. Gaines is suspended, while Nusso's reason for missing the game was not stated. Moving on now to Major League Baseball.
Swung on, lined up the middle. It's a base hit for Rios. One run is home, and here comes Beltre. He will score. A two-run single for Alex Rios. He claps his hands as he arrives at first base. He's given the Rangers a 2-0 first-inning lead.
A.J. Brzezinski hit a three-run dinger. Mitch Moreland had a solo shot, and the Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners 8-3. Alex Rios had two hits, two RBIs, as the Rangers picked up their fifth win in seven games. And Elvis Andrus celebrated his 25th birthday, with three hits and an RBI. Now to the Stros, and Matt Dominguez had a tie-breaking homer in the ninth inning, and then it was Chris Carter's turn.
That's lifted in the right center field, fairly deep. Garcia going back, looking up, and that's gone! Back-to-back jacks for Dominguez and Carter, and the Astros' lead is 10-8.
That's where it finished over the Chicago White Sox last night. The Stros squandered a five-run lead and then trailed 8-7 before tying the score in the seventh inning. David Martinez got his first major league win. On now to NFL training camps. The Houston Texans expected to have a better idea of whether injured safety Ed Reed will play in their opener by the end of this week. Coach Gary Kubiak says Reed visited a surgeon in April for hip surgery in Vail, Colorado, and he visited the same surgeon on Monday, received injections in his hip during the visit, and will travel to Atlanta later this week to continue his rehab.
"I wouldn't play because of the long haul of the season. You know how much of that grind is, and when we got to make that run at the end of the season, that's when I plan to be there. More importantly, you know, do I want to be the first game? Yes. Am I glad it's not today? Yes. Yes. If the Super Bowl is today, I'm playing."
Texans wrap up their preseason on Thursday night against Dallas in Dallas. On Dallas's side, DeMarco Murray said he was frustrated after getting benched for a fumble early in the preseason game against Cincinnati. The Cowboys running back didn't pout, though. He definitely got the message after the 24-18 victory against the Bengals Saturday.
"No, I know how important the ball is. I wouldn't say it got my attention. I know how important the ball is. You know, you can't fumble, you know, but since I've been carrying the ball from high school, college, even here, I've never been a fumbler. I won't be. So I'm not worried about it."
NFL general managers are busy. Murray finished with 45 yards and a 7-yard scoring catch in one drive after sitting out three straight series for the Cowboys after fumbling the ball. NFL general managers are busy trying to pare their roster down to the 75-man limit. Among veterans released yesterday were Washington's receiver Dante Stallworth, Jets receiver Braylon Edwards, and running back Joe McKnight. By the way, NFL has suspended Minnesota Vikings fullback Jerome Felton for 3 games for violating the league's policy on substance abuse. Felton made the Pro Bowl last season. And finally, men's top seed Novak Djokovic, 7th seed Roger Federer, and women's number 2 seed Victoria Azarenka highlight today's schedule at the U.S. Open. Yesterday's winners included Rafael Nadal, Serena and Venus Williams, and Li Na. And that's your sports brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more info, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers. 764-8558 or click BescoJewelers.com.
Come on out for the second annual Brazos Valley Fair. Round up the family. Pull on your boots and bring your neighbors. Enjoy great music. Saddle up the kids on stick horses and watch the pig races. Leave plenty of room for some favorite fried food while you have a blast on the carnival rides. Don't miss the special nightly performances on the Bud Light stage. The Brazos Valley Fair is proud to present Corey Morrow, Parker Heights, Clayton Gardner, Restless Heart, and Emilio, September 5th through the 8th. So round up the family and come on out.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Got news coming up at 8 o'clock in just a minute. Coca-Cola keeps its recipe for the 127-year-old soda inside an imposing steel vault that's bathed in red security lights.
Really?
Several cameras monitor the area to make sure the fizzy formula stays secret. If you tour the World of Coca-Cola Museum in downtown Atlanta, the company will put on a good show, but the reality is, in fact, that the 127-year-old recipe inside is outdated, in fact.
Really?
Companies like Coca-Cola and Twinkies, owner of the Hostess name, you know, play up the notion that their recipes are sacred, unchanging documents that need to be closely guarded. But truth is, as it turns out, most of those recipes have changed over time. John Ruff, formerly the head of research and development at Kraft Foods, said companies often recalibrate ingredients for various reasons, including new regulations.